That is the sound of South Sudan's basketball fans in Manila celebrating the win against Angola, 101-78 points on Saturday, 2nd September. This is the game that held all the cards to confirm South Sudan's ranking at the FIBA World Cup 2023, its ranking in Africa, and the opportunity for direct qualification to the Paris 2024 Basketball Olympics. I spoke to some of the fans to share their feelings in the moment.
I'm here at the Smart Araneta Coliseum in Manila, Philippines, where South Sudan just beat Angola 101-78 points. How does the win make you feel?
I'm feeling like I want to fly. I already reached the heaven. Well, we are South Sudan. We are South Sudan. SSD.
South Sudan.
والله الشعور جميل جدا ونحن مبسوطين على الانتصار اللي حققه البرايد ستار حقيننا وان شاء الله الطريق طوال لباريس ان شاء الله ساو سودان ويه
ماما tell me how you feel about this win.
I lost my voice. I'm so happy. It's such a big deal for our country. It's such a big deal for the boys who've worked so hard, and we thank God and may God bless us. Now see you in Paris.
Now we are going to Paris to be the best team in Africa. South Sudan, we are!
South Sudan to the world, know that we are coming, know that we are talented, know that we are together, know that we are peaceful, know that we can do anything that we want to do.
We are showcasing South Sudan, the South Sudan that people don't know. So this win is for the love and peace. This win is for everyone that loves South Sudan, and we are South Sudan.
At the World Cup group stage games, South Sudan lost its first game to Puerto Rico and then to Serbia. After turning the tables to win against China, unfortunately the win was not enough to qualify for the second round. The South Sudan Bright Stars team captain Kwan Kwan says the first loss to Puerto Rico and then the loss to Serbia was an opportunity to learn and come back stronger to win all three subsequent games against China, the Philippines, and Angola.
You know, anytime we lose, especially such a close game such as Puerto Rico, it hurts. And that first game really, really hurt us. If we won that, we definitely would have made it to the next round. But sometimes these losses are wins in disguise. And so it's an experience, a learning moment, but we took a lot from that Serbia game. A team like Serbia is a team that, we knew it was going to be our toughest game ever played as a country. And, we just had to take away from that and use that onto the next game. They had hot shooters, bigs, great point guards. They were great all around, and for us it's just knowing that to get to that next level we have to play like Serbia, and we took a lot from their game and used that against the next game, and that's why we're able to be successful and we're able to bounce back and get beat China, Philippines, and tonight Angola.
During the post-match press conference after the game with Angola, head coach Royal Ivy proudly acknowledged the hard work the team put in to achieve these wins.
These guys work, they persevere, they listen. It's a great feeling. Kudos to my guys, because without them, we wouldn't be standing right here. They did everything I asked them to do, and now we're reaping the benefits, and it's a good feeling. So we got to go back to the drawing board, get better, and move this train, because it's not stopping. We'll continue to get better.
At the press conference, a reporter asked Coach Royal Ivy if this was the best sporting day of his life.
Is this the best sporting day of your life? To you both.
Are you serious? We're going to the Olympics.
Yes, sir.
The Olympics? That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's crazy, man. Damn. Sorry, a year ago we were practicing outside with eagles flying around while we were practicing, and the courts were flooded. Like, to go from there to come and play in front of these fans in the Philippines, man, I'm on cloud nine right now. To the fans of South Sudan, I want to say, Woye, South Sudan, we here. Number one in Africa, not to brag.
The Bright Stars, now the Giants of Africa, are expected to be back in Juba from Manila on Tuesday afternoon. South Sudan Basketball Federation Deputy Secretary General Aru Ramadan Chan says plans are already in motion to prepare for the Olympics in 2024.
As federation staff, as the SG, will do our level best in conjunction with the coaches to do more scouting and get more players. I believe within the coming few months, we'll rectify most of the mistakes that we did in both games, and we'll get the right personnel just to boost the guys that we have right now. We've set the bar very high for ourselves, and it's for us to maintain it that high. We have to defend it. We have to keep on pushing for greater heights. And with the coaching staff, with the leadership of our President Waldeng, and with the backing of our government, led by His Excellency Salvakir Mayardi, we know that we can do greater things for South Sudan, for the flag, up there among other African teams, and better yet among the countries around the world.
So far, South Sudan is the only team that has qualified for the 2024 Olympics basketball games and has been ranked number one among the five African teams that qualified for the FIBA World Cup 2023. Moreover, South Sudan is the first country in East Africa region to qualify for basketball Olympics. Qualification for the FIBA World Cup was also a first for South Sudan. The match against Puerto Rico was the first game of the tournament to go into overtime. The team's point guard, Kalik Jones, set a world benchmark as the first player in history with 3 games of 10 or more assists in a single World Cup. For its first time on the world stage of basketball, South Sudan has made history in many ways. To continue the trend of this history-making, the Bright Stars have about 8 months to prepare. The Paris Summer Olympics is set to take place from 26 July to 11 August 2024. Now the questions remain. Will South Sudan's men's basketball team, the Bright Stars, shine even brighter at the Summer Paris Olympics? Will South Sudan's basketball fans get to jubilate and celebrate even more wins from Paris? For Radio Miraya, I'm Lucy Kiden.